Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Would first like to thank Patrick Bernard for that beautiful, gorgeous track of Radha Govinda. We'll be playing it throughout the show as well, and in the end so you can hear the beautiful mantra for the heart chakra being played. It's just an absolutely incredible song. If you want more information, it is from his album, Chakra Celebration, and you can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. I am so delighted to have you all join us today for a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, having amazing synchronicities, and all the while daring you to be the mass star piece that you were created to be. Today's fantastic, wild card, multi-layered, multi-dimensional, action-packed show for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic is planned moment to moment. So we will definitely spark your creativity, infusing you all with infinite possibilities and doing our best to invoke the magical divine child and the joy to come forth from you. So why don't we all just dare and risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy? So today, later on in the show, we will be welcoming Melissa Platy from melissasallopet.com, who will be joining us later to talk about the incredible creation that her and her family has come up with to help with the animal kingdoms. So today, we'll be dealing with and working with and embracing the divine sacred mission of all animals. This is such a vast topic where we'll be going into dealing with and embracing the spiritual hierarchies, but also first clearing out and releasing any negative interferences, astral entities, energies, implants, protecting, endangering all of our species, treating our animals with love, and to see how much they are so worth it for us, because the animal communication and the animal kingdoms, the Devic kingdoms, and all the kingdoms on earth, they all activate with the heart. And by inspiring harmony on the earth plane and being able for all of us to live in harmony with each other, we want to make sure that we can embrace the depth of some of the fears and the griefs that have plagued us over all the lifetimes that we have all been together. So we will be actualizing and activating and anchoring all these new energies today. So we'll start off by a meditation where we're going to be going into the cosmic spiritual hierarchies with the Great White Brotherhood and working with releasing all of these contracts. We'll be asking also to join all of our animals. So those of you all listening in, take a moment right now and invite your animals to come and join you and listen in. I've also invited my dog, Sushi. She's sitting right here beside me, and she's been with me for over 10 years, where she helps me teach my classes, my workshops, where she sits with me when we're doing the radio show. She's always been beside me when we've done it. But now her role as well, too, has become even more important, as we're finding her also being as an ambassador to the animals to inspire them as well. So she'll be here, too, and she may even occasionally give us a yelp or a bark just to add in her 2 cents, which will be amazing. So I welcome her, and I also welcome my past dearly beloved Rhino, who was a rabbit who was with me for 12 years, and he traveled with me all throughout North America when we were teaching the animal communication classes and inspiring everyone. We have some amazing pictures with him, and he, too, was so incredible at invoking the healing of the heart for so many that we miss him, but we know that he's doing incredible, as we now see that he has also transformed now, and he's become a unicorn. It's kind of funny because his name, Rhino, right? So without further ado, I hope you've had a moment now to bring in all of your animals so that we can all experience a deeper connection, a deeper sense of love, and help us all to also ascend together. There's so many times that we forget how much they take on from us. As animals are so empathetic, where we find anywhere between 85 to 95% of the time, they have taken on a lot of our emotional issues, a lot of our griefs, a lot of our wounds. And as I was speaking earlier about my rabbit, Rhino, he taught me about opening up my heart. He was a phenomenal lesson for me. And the one thing, one of the biggest lessons he taught me was the value and the importance of also clearing them when they've done all the work as well, when they've sat with us, when they've been in the classes. Even for those of you who have animals that are the St. John's ambulance dogs, and they help with people, teaching people, the Blind Institute, they also need healing as well, too, as they absorb and take on all of our griefs. And at times, too, we'll see where we have the horses, where they're leased and taken to other places and traveling everywhere and riding with other riders. And they get confused as well, too, as to why they're not always with the same people. So the more we embrace them, the more we also help to heal them, and the more we allow them to connect with us into our hearts, the deeper and more richer we find that our life experiences become. For those of you who are also healers, and many of you with your own practices, many of you, I'm sure, are very much aware of how every time you receive an activation and you receive a healing, that it is also amazingly beneficial to give them also the same attunements and healings as well, so that you can all grow together. So let's take a minute and take a deep breath. Inhale through the nose and exhale. Finding yourself in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and place yourself into the receiving position. For those of you who have your animals with you, you'll find that they will be doing exactly the same as you. And we'll be playing the music behind us today of the Divine Name from Jonathan Goldman and Greg Braden's CD, helping to activate all of our DNA structures and atomic structures so that we can all accelerate with our healing as well, too, towards ascension. So taking a deep breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling. Bring your awareness and your focus, for the ladies that are listening, to your navel chakra at your belly button, and for the gentlemen, to your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. And visualize a tube of light, any color that you wish, flowing down into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline center heart of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We now invoke all of our cosmic, spiritual, and planetary hierarchies to assist us with this meditation. We also first invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for our personal protection. We also invoke all of the ascended masters, our guides, all the teachers that you also all personally acknowledge, the archangels, the Elohim. We also would like to make a special request today for the divine nature spirit intelligence, the overlighting diva of the nature kingdoms, Pan, Saint Francis of Assisi, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Ariel to also join us for this meditation activation. We will now also ask first to call upon Vayavamus, Landus, DJ Walcool, and Saint Germain to assist us with neutralizing and eliminating all negative implants within our four lower bodies. And as you take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, we invoke the eighth ray, which is a seafoam green and violet shade to come forth and to cleanse all of our homoluminescent bodies, our animal companions' bodies, be it that they be in spirit beside us, or they may be in a barn and we're a little further away from them. Feel yourself relaxing as you inhale through the nose and exhale. We ask for a planetary axitonal alignment. Cosmic integration. And we now also call upon the gentle Jesus Sananda, who holds within his beingness the quality of pure devotion. We also call upon Kuan Yin, all of the wonderful lady masters, to be present with us, as we also ask for them to assist us with this meditation in protecting all of our endangered species of the world, to help put a stop to the animal abuse of every kind, and in its place to promote the tender handling and love of the animal kingdoms. We ask now that you all stay with us and remain, helping us to deactivate all the negative implants within all of humanity around the entire globe, as well as from within the field of all of our pets. As we now invoke the Great White Brotherhood to encircle us in a karmic wounds chamber of light, you'll begin to feel yourself being infused with the energies of light as the chamber is set up around you and around, including your animals. And we're going to ask to be taken into the Akashic Records, where we will be asking for all the contracts related to all of our past, present, and future lives. All the contracts we're ready to release from all of our chakras, from our 12 bodies, as well as all the multidimensional realities, planes, and dimensions of our multi and omni universe. And we're going to ask for some of the contracts and archetypes that are associated with the animal kingdoms and the activations where we are all to become one, where we have been inhibited. And you will see these contracts floating down to be placed into the palms of your hands, ready to be released and transmuted to the light. Some of these wounds and some of the words are not going to be pretty, but please don't get lost in the story. You may begin to feel a pulsation, a heaviness, weighed down sensation in the palms of your hands. Some of you may see files and files of papers being thrown into your hands. And some of you may even just smell the energy of paper. There is no right or wrong. We ask for all the contracts. We are ready to cleanse first and clear of any and all negative interferences, astral entities, energies, invasions, implants, and negative elementals to be placed into the palms of your hands. As you begin to feel the heaviness and the weighed down sensations, we also ask for all the contracts related to any of the abuse, victim, abandonment of our animals and of ourselves, the sacrifices that they have also given and we have for each other. With gratitude, we also ask for all the contracts of any negative energies, implementations, to all be placed into the palms of our hands with any control or manipulation and abuse issues also related with the animals. And as you now feel them all placed into the palms of your hands and that they're weighed down, we ask for you to visualize a branding iron that says cancel or void on it. And see this at the top of the pile as it burns through all the way to the base, canceling and nullifying all these contracts in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes from our past, present, and future lives, helping us all to ascend and awaken into this golden age. We now ask for Archangel Michael to please step forth with his sword of truth, sword of light, and using it to cut all these contracts in half. See them falling away as you pick up any pieces that have remained and tear them up, throwing them into a huge bonfire of the transmuting violet flame. As you see them all burning, transmuting away, visualize yourself now fully engulfed in the violet flame surrounding you, through you, and around you, burning and transmuting in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. See this also around your beloved pets, encircling them in the violet flame, through them, around them, completely surrounding them. You'll begin to feel that lightness and that restoration. You can now say your first and last name aloud three times for yourself and for your beloved pets. In the acknowledgement of the release of all these karmic wounds, and taking a deep breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling, you'll feel as this karmic wounds chamber of light has dissolved around you. As we now invoke all of your guides and teachers, the animal totems, we also invite all of your soul extensions, your monad and I Am presence, as well as the divine couples of the 13 rays, cosmic and spiritual hierarchies, to encircle you, your animals, every sentient being, and the planet in a divine love configuration chamber of light. See the unification and feel as the harmony begins to be restored. As you take a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, you will feel the alignment of this chamber of light coming into position around your beautiful, homoluminescent body, as well as around your beloved pet. As we ask you all now to envision the sun in front of you. You may also be holding your pets as well. As you do this, or they may already be lying across your lap, as Sushi is, and you'll feel the energy, the illuminating rays of the sun representing the Father God as it begins to soak through your skin, flooding all of your organs and tissues, your immune system, your animal's immune system. As you see this incredible energy, solar activation, feeling of divine love as it flows in past the blood, down past the plasma, down into the subatomic particles, where there is nothing but space, infusing you with the energies of divine love. You may feel or the need for your body to readjust or to realign. And you may even see your animals begin to stretch. As we ask for this beautiful energy to maintain throughout this transmission as it flows outwards through your body, as we now all ask you to envision the earth beneath you, representing the Mother Goddess. Feel her beautiful, cool, nurturing energy as it flows up through you, soaking through your skin, helping you to anchor and actualize, becoming a conduit of the energies of heaven on earth, letting you know that you will always be looked after, cared for, and nurtured. As you feel the calmness and the peace restored, the alignment of the harmony, you see your animals relaxing even further. You'll see the energies now flowing out through you and above you as we ask for it to maintain till the end of this transmission. As we now ask for all of you to take a beautiful, blissful, deep breath, inhaling through your nose all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last day. Feel the energy flowing through your lungs, elongating your spinal column, healing and sealing all wounds in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. As you feel the peace wash over you, and we ask you to again inhale. All the love. We ask to fill yourself with the essence of pure love and radiant love to be infused. Additionally, as we ask for the first ray of will to also help us, assist us to strengthen our willpower and that of humanity. As you embrace all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last week. Feel the lightness come over you and your entire being. As you see this lightness flow also over and across to your beautiful, beloved animals. Visualize them inhaling it as well and filling their lungs and their entire body structure with the energies of divine love. The energy of divine love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last month. We now intend that you only receive divine love and light from all who you meet. If you cannot receive divine love and light, then we ask that the beings and the higher selves of everyone around them direct this energy towards you. As you feel yourself becoming increasingly cleansed, purified, feeling yourself becoming more centered within the light, love, and power, you feel that you're building up an impenetrable force field of protection. As you now again take a deep breath, inhaling all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive. In the last year. As you feel yourself becoming even more aligned, cleared, you see all the implants and negative elementals being either removed or made totally inactive, but being taken back to a space where they can also work through their own lessons in love, being held in unconditional love. You see the peace and the serenity being restored around yourself, the globe, and your beloved beautiful animals. We now ask you to inhale all the energy of love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire lifetime. Feel the beautiful divine energy surrounding your aura. Flowing through you, anchoring you, clearing your animals. As we now send all this energy that we've built up, the incredible divine love energies, into the earth, as she knows where it's needed the most. See it going to the four elements. To all the trees. All the animal and devic kingdoms. The mammals and all the birds. See it being sent to all the divine sentient beings. To all of your cosmic and spiritual hierarchies, as well as straight to the Godhead, letting them know that a human loves them. And as you find now how we co-create as we embrace all parts of ourselves, learning from everyone, and applying our knowledge together as one. You awaken the oneness consciousness, as what we do for one, we do for all. And as you continue to breathe in and feel the stillness, the tranquility, and the peace, you feel the incredible energies of divine love being sent back to you. You feel it coming in through your crown chakra. You'll feel a tingling sensation as it floods through you and back out again into the earth, creating a sort of a torus symbol. As you are now back in the divine flow, feeling the energies of bliss and ecstasy in the energies of divine love, aligning with and connecting fully as a blissful union. You'll now feel as we're still connected in with the Godhead. Seven beautiful golden orbs flowing down that look like miniature little suns. See them flowing down through your column of light, through your monad and your I Am presence, through your soul extensions, and down through the column of light into your crown chakra, as you see it also flowing into your beautiful, beloved animals as well. And you see these seven golden orbs anchoring in to each of your individual chakras. Well, they will further cleanse, amplify, and activate you to the highest degree possible, that which is right for you at this time. As you feel the ignition and the awakenedness within all of your chakras, you may even notice your beautiful animals shifting or changing their positions as they also feel these energies coming in, anchoring through. You'll now see how the golden orb splits into two suns. And from each of your individual chakras, you'll see them spin out and flow in a line where it goes into a great, big, huge circle where you see the suns flowing on this path, clearing out your past and your future lives, burning and transmuting anything that is no longer serving you or your animals at this time. And you see them blending and merging together in the back as they go into infinity and return back to you, anchoring in with your chakras to become one unified chakra. As you now feel the rising of your inner sun, you begin to feel a higher resonance of peace, harmony, and love. As you awaken a higher octave of love, anchoring in and awakening the ecstasy of inner healing when you dare to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, you feel the synthesization and alignment of becoming fully one with all the cosmos, universes, and devic and animal kingdoms. And as you take one more clearing breath, bring your awareness and your focus back to your second and first chakras as you release the old roots and cords of light, seeing them being burned and transmuted to the light. And sending down one more new colored light through these tubes of light, begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, shifting and changing your body. If you need to stretch, some of you may notice your animals doing the downward dog pose, stretching out or breathing deep. Open your eyes. Now as you all come back into the eternal now and the present, I'd like to introduce you to Melissa Platt. Platte, I apologize if I said your name wrong, Melissa.
From
MelissaAlopet.com. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I'd love to tell everybody about how we, not only how we met, but how this incredible product that your family has created. Please give us a little bit of background, what you would like us to let all of our listeners know about how amazing this is for our animals and how it's like it heals them inside out, helping them with their immune systems. And it's just an amazing, amazing product. So we thank you so much for creating it.
Oh, thank you. It's actually my grandfather who created it. I was just lucky enough to be a 14-year-old girl who wanted something named after her. So when he was creating it, he said, "What should I call it?" And being a 14-year-old girl, the first thing I'm going to call it Melissa's. So he did, and he's actually quite happy that he did. He actually started creating creams for humans, and he was getting amazing results. People coming back telling him they used to have breast cancer, and the breast cancer was healed. They had he was selling aloe vera juice, and he was making creams in an aloe vera base. So he was getting people coming back with, like I said, cured cancer, tumors diminishing, fine lines and wrinkles diminishing. And then women kept coming back and buying larger quantities, and he started to feel as if I'm doing something right, then why do they need more? So he started asking, and they said, "Oh no, we've been giving it to our pets." So he quickly reformulated one that the pet would enjoy the flavor of. So it has aloe vera, cactus juice, flaxseed, and a soy-based beef flavoring. And it's
no wonder they go crazy for it.
Yeah, so you can put it directly into their food or onto their skin. And our whole concept has always been to heal from the inside out rather than putting a chemical or something damaging near their heart and lungs. Put something in them that they can help themselves feel better and eventually cure whatever is wrong within themselves internally.
And how amazing, too, that he started off by making creams. And women's intuition, of course, giving it to the animals, because, as we know, between 80 to 95% of the time, the animal has the exact same issue that we do. So that's so incredible.
That's exactly what he was noticing. Yeah. He was noticing that women would come in and say, "Well, you know, this part of my skin is itchy, and so is my cat, or so is my dog," because the animal can feel that, and they will try to heal you. So this just helps them heal you also.
And helps them, to charge themselves up.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, how long have you been doing this? How is it? It's quite the story of what it's becoming now as well.
Yes. I started working full-time with my grandfather about 3 years ago. Previous to that, he was selling aloe juice in the Carolinas down south for about 15 years. He moved home because he missed his family. And then that's when the focus on Melissa's Aloe Pet really happened. He just started noticing more and more in the Niagara region how many people had pets, whereas in the Carolinas, maybe it was too hot for people to walk with their pets outside, but he just wasn't aware of it. So he moved home, and that's when the focus began. About 3 years ago, we started with 30 stores that my grandfather went around to personally, and we've now grown to over 300 stores across Canada. In over 9 states, and every day, every hour, every minute, we get a phone call from some pet parent calling and telling us how it's healed them, how it's helped them, and how it's saved their animal. And that is more gratifying to the whole Melissa's Aloe team more than anything. It keeps us going every day knowing that no matter what else is out there, we're doing something that's helping the pets, and that's what makes the difference.
Well, that's so incredible. Because we are broadcast across the world, we have people that listen in from Australia and Italy and Norway. If they need to find someone, are you carrying in those pet stores yet?
We have actually shipped to quite a few places internationally, but we aren't yet in stores internationally. Across Canada and the U.S., It's readily available. In Canada, Global Pet Foods carries it. In the U.S., there's a place called Three Dog Bakery, and they carry it. I know that they have a few outlets in Japan, so if anyone in Japan is listening, we can ship to your stores. But anyone else, if you go on melissasallopet.com, they can get it there.
Perfect.
Sorry?
Well, I was just going to say, and if they're looking for how to get in touch with you to be able to get some, to please visit your website again at melissasallopet.com. So I have to ask you, what is one of the cutest or most hilarious stories that you've had, or what is the most bizarre occurrences that you might have had with animals that have come for, and have used your product?
There's been a lot, actually, in the 3 years. There's been a lot that's happened. The one that I can think of right off the top of my head, there was this beautiful dog that we met a few years back at the All About Pet Show, actually, where I met you.
Where we met, that's right.
And she had a huge red mark on the back of her, a beautiful white dog. And for whatever reason, I could see in her that she was just unhappy, more not because of the bred mark, but because of how it made her look. So I gave the owner a bottle, and we then met her 3 to 4 weeks later at Woofstock in Toronto, and the pet parent told me that the red area wasn't a hot spot. In fact, it was a tumor. They had found out the Monday after they met us, and she refused to do any of the treatments to the animal because she just didn't think it was what the animal would have wanted. So she started using Allopet regularly and religiously, putting it directly onto the spot, putting it into the dog's food. And when we met the dog 3 weeks later, you would have never known that it even had a problem. She was prancing and so happy to be there, and she actually ended up winning they have this beauty contest at Woofstock, and she ended up being the...
Is that where they get them all dressed up in fashion?
Yes. She actually ended up winning because of how beautiful she was, and she wasn't dressed up. She's just a beautiful white dog, and that was probably the best, to see her have her strut back on. That made it all worthwhile.
That's amazing.
See that dog happy again.
Make it their self-esteem. It's so true. I've seen it when people say they make fun of them when they get that poodle, they're the lion cut, and then they put their heads down like, well, you don't like what I'm, well, you don't like it. Poor thing. Well, that is so incredible how you're able to help in so many levels. So now you're expanding your product. You say, like, oh, it's good for all animals. I remember asking you that if it could go also for horses, and you said you couldn't fit any more animals on the picture.
When we came up with the label, because we do a half-gallon size and a 16-ounce label, for the half-gallon size, we could probably put every pet available, but the 16-ounce, you just can't fit that many pets. But we've had people write to us. They use it on their snakes. They use it on their rats, their gerbils, their ferrets, especially ferrets, because
Amazing.
They do get a lot of flea problems because of their energy to the ground, and it helps with that. Horses, they've had amazing results. Taking it internally, putting it on their hooves, it helps to get rid of the flies that would be around, so they're not causing that damage. Just all around, any pet that you have that has hot spots, itchy skin, allergies, fleas and ticks, or just a general health concern that you have for your pet, you put it into their food, and within days, it's not like it takes a month later and then you see results. Days later, you can see and feel how the energy changes in the animal to becoming a healthy, more comfortable, happy pet. And what more could you want out of your pet than to be healthy and happy?
That's amazing, and especially to now with all these accelerated times, now that this year, too, 2011, has been called the year of transcendence, everybody is shifting and changing as our bodies and our cellular structures and everything are breaking down the old emotional wounds. Everyone's been experiencing all kinds of different ascension symptoms, we'll say. And I realized that even with my dog, Sushi, that we were mentioning earlier, too, she's been with all the meditation classes and all of the workshops and everything that we've been doing in the last few months, and we've been calling in her and her higher self, and it's been incredibly astounding watching how much she's been changing as well as she's breaking down her cellular debris. And I remember that I got really nervous when I saw her at first because I didn't realize how much she had also been embracing the meditations and the activations as well, and how I immediately felt she was getting sick and her immune system was run down, and I ran out to get the Allopet because I hadn't seen you in a while, and I was amazed at the difference in her because it just helped and assisted also by helping her immune system. And we were also invoking, too, from the Palladian Emissaries of Light and the Syrian Archangelic Leagues of the Light, their quantum transfiguration grids and sacred geometry chambers of light to also help and assist with their changing as well. So many times we forget sometimes our pets as well, too, how much they need the changes or the extra energy into their immune system, too, and how much the ascension and all the changes that are happening on a planetary level are also affecting them as well. So we really are truly in this together, and this is so amazing that, you know, everyone can use this. It doesn't matter whether you have four legs or two.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's one of the other great things that happens is we have a customer who purchases a bottle for herself and a bottle for her pet, and it's a nightly ritual. She has a glass of it, and her dog has a bit in her food.
You line up and do shots of it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you can hang out with your pet and feel good about it and know that you're not giving them something that's going to, you know, harm them in any way. It's only going to do good. So,
well, this is fantastic, yeah, and it's all natural, so everybody will love this. So do you have any current projects you're looking at or what else you're looking to expand with, Melissa?
Yeah, our newest and most exciting that we've had, my grandfather originally started with aloe juice, and a lot of people don't particularly like the flavor of aloe. For a pet, it's got a bitter flavor. That's why we have the soy-based beef flavoring. But for the humans, there was a tartness or a bitterness that they didn't enjoy. So we've actually formulated into a pina colada flavoring, which is perfect for the summer. You put it over ice and it, you know, it can get you relaxed and calm in the best way possible. So that's our newest. We're also working on some biscuits. We've recently come out with a shampoo, and our creams are always available, but we've come up with a formulation. It's called M Cream.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's so soothing.
So you're keeping pretty busy between everything that you're expanding with your Melissa's Aloe Pet and then distributing it and explaining it to everybody. And you know, I've seen you as well, too, at some of the different shows that we've been around as well. You have a full plate. What do you do for a favorite pastime?
I really enjoy sleeping. We actually were from Crystal Beach, so the most relaxing thing that my mother and I and my grandfather as well do is just to go and sit down at the beach and enjoy that beauty.
Oh,
it gets you revitalized and you just feel better about the day.
Watching the sunrises and the sunsets, that's so amazing. Melissa, thank you so much for being on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, and thank you so much for the dedication and your grandfather and your entire family for what you've dedicated to the animal kingdoms and helping and assisting and how, well, everybody really, because remember we were saying how they can do shots together of the aloe pet. And once again, if anybody is interested in being able to purchase some of the products, again, please look onto melissasallopet.com. Is there we can say, was there a number we can put it? We'll just keep it with the
website. You can contact us directly. The phone number is 905-894-2022. And it is a family-run business, so either my grandfather, my mother, or myself will answer the phone directly.
Fantastic.
And we're always more than happy to hear from people.
That's so great. So. And the stories, too. Please keep sending the stories to us about the amazing transformations and changes everybody that has had, too, with your amazing products. So thank you once again for being on our
show. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you. And
give love to Sushi for me.
We definitely will. We know how much she loves you. And now we'd like to call in our mighty I Am presence and to spin the inner and activate our Merkabas around us and also our animals. They also all have a Merkaba. and the planetary as we ask to spin the inner Merkaba to the right and the outer Merkaba to the left. This will allow us to stabilize and solidify all of the energies that we have called forth and anchored today. We'd also like to make an additional request where we'll transfer the heavenly energies into the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We have upcoming events, which is called Beyond the Vortex Blissful Union, our sacred site tour to Sedona, October 2nd through October 8th. For more details, you can reach us at www.charlottesivak.com or through www.bbs.com, Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. So our next show will be on August 2nd, and we thank you so much today for joining us, and we thank again Melissa for being with us, wishing you all magical days and nights full of cosmic ecstasy. Aloha blessings.